Chapter 1, in which we meet a brother and sister, and overhear their father yelling from an upstairs room. The story you are about to read takes place in a city you have probably never heard of. It was called Lower Rumsford, after the River Rum that ran through it, and had been built a very long time before, by very clever people who equipped it with artificial waterways spanned with bridges that raised automatically when boats approached and snapped back smartly into place when the boats had gone. They put up graciously proportioned houses with big double entrance doors and astronomical lookout towers for use on clear, starry nights. Tunnels through the bedrock carried water, fresh air, lamp gas and other useful things to the places they were needed. Unfortunately, the people who lived there now were not knowledgeable or numerous enough to take care of it all properly. Many of the canals were silted up, and the drawbridges across them were rusted into place, sometimes with a gap of several feet in the middle, through which you might fall for a ducking, especially if you were inattentive, or intoxicated, or wearing uncomfortable shoes, or had the bad luck to be out on a moonless night in an area without much public lighting. Many of the buildings, including ones that had once been very grand, were not in good repair. Sometimes, when the tap was turned, the spout emitted nothing except a thin, nasty trickle of iron-tasting water. Efforts were perpetually being made to keep up with the repairs, but the mechanisms were terribly complicated, and there were nowhere near enough qualified engineers. Only the very wealthiest and most exclusive neighbourhoods had adequate numbers of working street lamps and reliable running water, and roads without holes in them, while most of the city's people lived near dark, weed-choked canals, in run-down houses, prone to bad ventilation and caving in.